Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We're talking this week about living like Jesus really meant what he said. Right along with that, we've been talking about procrastination. Procrastination is simply putting off doing something that we know we need to do for a later time. You know, like cleaning out the garage or a closet or the chicken house or sewing a new dress, or you fill in the blank. But maybe you'd rather go fishing or make a cake or do something else instead of what should be done. You know, we've all done that, haven't we? Well, sometimes it can be humorous, but there's an aspect in which it's really not humorous, and that's when it comes to how we live. And are we really living like we are prepared to meet our Lord when he comes again, the Lord Jesus? He is coming again. He said he is. And I believe we believe that, although some of us procrastinate. We put off getting ready, being ready for his return. And that's serious stuff. That's not a laughing matter, to put it off for a more convenient season. There's a number of examples in Scripture where people put off doing things that they knew they should do. Read one of those earlier in the week here. I'd like to pick up where we left off yesterday. You know, if Jesus would have returned last night while we were sleeping, where would you be? Would have you gone to meet the Lord Jesus in the air? Or are there things you know you need to do that you haven't done yet? Would you quickly need to make an apology to someone or ask someone for forgiveness for something or make restitution somewhere? You see, we know that Jesus is coming again. That's not a question. The problem is that we deceive ourselves into thinking that there will be a tomorrow and we can take care of things then. But that doesn't always happen. Jesus used an illustration in the New Testament that I thought was very interesting and talked about that very thing of procrastinating. In Luke, the 12th chapter, Jesus warns his listeners to be ready for the return of Christ. He says here in verse 40 of that chapter, he says, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." Notice the word therefore that I read in that verse. Be ye therefore ready. What's the therefore? Therefore. Jesus spoke in the verses preceding that about a Lord or a master who had gone away for a time, but he was coming back again, and the servants of that master didn't know when he was coming back, but they knew he was coming back. Let me read those verses to you. Starting in verse 35, Jesus says, "Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are their servants." So he's saying if those servants were ready and waiting for the groom, they were blessed. Let me give you a little bit of Jewish history there. Perhaps you can understand that a little better. According to Dr. Reynold Showers, who is chairman of the Pastoral Studies Department in the Philadelphia College of the Bible, he says, speaking about Jewish history. The first major step in a Jewish marriage was a betrothal. The groom would contact the bride's father, and they would bargain, or they would establish a bride price that was established by the girl's father, the bride's father. And once the agreed terms and price was agreed upon, then there was a covenant. There was a signed contract. There was a covenant. That was the beginning of the betrothal period. And then once the purchase price was paid, that covenant was established, and the young man and woman were regarded to be husband and wife, although they were not living together and wouldn't for about another year. And after about a year, after the groom would have prepared a house for themselves, and the bride was preparing and gathering things for her homemaking, it was customary that at night, at some time at night, the groom would be coming for his bride. And there was a shout would precede the coming. Perhaps it was a shout similar to what we hear in Matthew 25, where there was a shout that said, "The bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And so the bridegroom would come and go to the bride's house and take his bride, and they would walk back or go back to the house that he had prepared for them. And so the bride didn't know exactly what time he was coming. She knew he was coming, but didn't know exactly when. So she needed to have her things prepared and ready, and her attendants as well. And so when that day came, when the groom would come, they still didn't know what hour he would be coming. But they were to be prepared and be ready. And Jesus says here in Luke, the 12th chapter, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." You notice he says there, "For the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." Or in other words, when you're least expecting him. That's significant, isn't it? Jesus is coming. Think about this. Jesus is coming again to receive the church, to receive those who are ready to meet him at a time when most people are not expecting him. Wow. Isn't that amazing? But that's exactly what Jesus said. Will there be those watching and waiting and ready for him? Yes, there will be. It will be those who are prepared to meet the Lord. It will be those who are living like Jesus really meant what he said. And he said, "I'm coming again. I will come again," are his words from the King James here in John 14. So do we live that way? Do we live like Jesus really meant what he said? He is coming again. Are you ready? If you're not ready, you're not living like Jesus really meant what he said. So I'm giving you these things to think about, to stir up our minds, to think about these things so that we can be prepared and that we can be ready and are ready for when Jesus comes again. Jesus also said in Matthew, the 7th chapter, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them," notice the action word there, "and doeth them." He says, "I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Why? Because the wise man not only heard the sayings of Christ, he acted upon them and did them. Verse 26, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not," procrastination, putting it off, "shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Another warning on procrastination or unbelief. I think I'll leave it there for today. We'll continue our discussion on this tomorrow. May the Lord bless your day. Think about those things we've talked about. Be ready. Live like Jesus really meant what he said. And he said, I will come again. God bless you.